Q. What kinds of resources are open over the holidays? A. Here are a handful local supports and opportunities for community togetherness over the holidays and into 2024. Family Sponsorship Program for Pender Harbor and Area. This is a program for people in the Pender area who are looking for support in the form of food, holiday gifts for all ages and basic needs. The coordinators told me they are keeping it open for ongoing and last-minute needs. Email Community School. PenderCommunity at gmail.com or call 604-883-2826. Messages will be checked on the 23rd, 24th weekend. An aside about this program. If you are someone who is in a position to donate to this valuable community program, please connect with the contact info mentioned above, and know your contribution goes a long way. As well, Pender Harbor Lions Club's Cindy Schroeder is another resource to connect you with last-minute gifts or supports. Call 604-740-1739. The Sunshine Coast Spinners and Weavers Guild has set up a Giving Garland in the Seashelt Public Library lobby with hand-knitted items, toques, mittens, scarves. Anyone with cold hands or heads are welcome to take an item. As well, library staff reminded me that no library card is necessary to spend time in the library, and that the libraries are inclusive, warm spaces for all to read, use computers, etc. Town of Gibson's community outreach worker Chantel Burke will be available by phone or email during the holidays to anyone needing warm clothes, sleeping bags, hot meals, showers, or simply for mental health support. As well, she can give updates about the inclement weather shelter in Lower Gibson's. Call, text, 604-741-1474. A free community turkey dinner at the Gibson's Legion, 747 Gibson's Way, will be held on December 23. For questions, call 236-979-4434. I am told that people will not be turned away. The Gibson Salvation Army Food Bank, #5-682 Gibson's Way, will be open December 29, 10:30 a.m. to noon for a bread and produce line and 11 a.m. to noon for a free hot lunch. Note that their office is otherwise closed from December 22 to January 2. The temporary shelter at St. Bart's, 659 North Road, Gibson's, continues to be open 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. through the holidays. The Sunshine Coast Hospice Grief Support Line is open now to January 1, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anyone who is experiencing grief and needs to talk can call 604-212-0306 and a caring team member will be there to answer and connect with you. As well, you are invited to join the Lighting of the Memories, an annual event that has been hosted by Sunshine Coast Hospice since 1993. It's a chance for the public to symbolically bring the memory of loved ones into the new year, through a special ceremonial bonfire to which messages are added. Details: Monday, January 1 at 1 p.m. at Davis Bay Beach. Gathering to follow at Mission Point House. No registration required, everyone is welcome. Roberts Creek Community Christmas Day Potluck at XWESAM, Roberts Creek Hall, December 25. Doors at 3 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m., bring your own plate or cutlery if possible. An evening of holiday music, movies and cheer. More info. www.robertscreekcommunity.com. Lastly, if you or someone you know is thinking about suicide, the National Suicide Crisis Helpline can be reached at 988, call, text, 24 hours per day, 7 days per week. To all of our clients and community members, our resource center will be closed during the week of December 25th to 29. We will reopen 10 a.m. on January 2nd. Wishing you all peace as the light returns, and we look forward to seeing you in 2024. Angie Thielman is an information and referral specialist at the Sunshine Coast Resource Center, your community information hub at 107A5710 Torito. The Resource Center is open Monday to Thursday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Appointments are recommended to be sure we are available to help you. Note. On some days, we can book clients after 2 p.m. Contact us. Help at resourcecenter.ca or 604-885-4088. Search our online resource directory at www.resourcecenter.ca.